Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nep? Did you write the strawberry letter?
Amazing lives. There's some people with some amazing lives. Yeah, all right. We're going to switch it. Here go. This is going to feel like a real hard transition. This title of this is Me and My Jesus. Me and My Jesus. Cat dog, if you would, let's go.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach a sister. How you doing? I'm giving you a call on behalf of Baptist Church. You are a member there, am I right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Listen, I'm calling you. Some of the members have gotten together and had a meeting and wanted me to give you a call. It seems that a lot of them are complaining about Sunday services that go on and wanted for me to give you a call on their behalf, so that we can see if we can address the problem and talk to you diligently as possible and try to get the problem rectified.
What's going on?
Well, it seems like that a lot of members are complaining.
I'm sorry, and what is your name again?
My name is ma'am. I'm not actually a member of the church. I've just been the one that they've been asked to give you a call and try to talk on the members' behalf so maybe we can get this problem rectify that they have as far as you are concerned.
Now, okay, go ahead. I'm just trying to see what this is in regards to. Go ahead.
Well, it seems like the members of the church are complaining about that you're doing too much shouting at church on Sunday, and it seems to be going on every Sunday. You're running up and down the aisle, and you're shouting all over the place. And
I've been singled out about my shouting? Is that what you're saying?
Well, evidently it's distracting, ma'am. You're distracting everyone from getting the word and listening to the word and being involved in the service. And that's the purpose of the call, is to see if we can get you to tone it down some.
Okay, so the whole church is complaining about me shouting the way people run up and down the aisles every Sunday and almost turn cartwheels and flips, and they singling me out complaining about me?
Well, ma'am, I don't know how it is that you can see everybody else doing cartwheels when you're the ones that they say is the one that's doing them.
How am I being singled out?
Ma'am, all I'm saying is that they're saying that you're doing too much shouting and too much running at this church. Now, I'm just the messenger.
Okay, they can't tell me how to shout. They can't tell me what's going on in my life, what's going to keep me from praising God. They can go somewhere else with that, but they are not going to tell me that I can't praise my God. They don't know how good God has been to me.
And you know what? I understand that. I agree with you wholeheartedly, but it's becoming a distraction. I mean, they was at the point last night talking about, should we put some seatbelts on the pews so you can stay down?
I wish they would put some seatbelts. How are they going to tell people they can't shout in church and praise God? What do we come to church for?
Well, you do come to...
They need to be trying to praise God and get their own shout on and stop looking at me and worrying about what I'm doing.
We're going to need you to quit running up and down these aisles and doing
what you... I'm sorry, sir. You know, I'm trying to stay calm. I'm trying my best. Whew, Jesus. Sir, that's not happening. You can't tell me I got to stop shouting.
Okay, ma'am, but let me ask you something. Are you running now? Aren't you just standing still talking?
No, because I don't have to run right now.
Okay, what I'm trying to get you to do...
I feel like if I want to run up and down this street right now, I can run up and down this street and praise God. But they're not going to tell me to stop shouting at church.
Can we get you to be a little bit more reserved is what we... See, ma'am, let me go ahead and go further on what they
do. I move how the spirit moves.
Okay, well, let me move and tell you what they've told me. Now,
go ahead, what they told you.
If we can't get to the point where you can, you know, tone it down, then we may have to ask you to leave.
Let them ask me... Oh, Jesus. Let them ask me, why would they want me to lead a church? I've been at that church for 15 years. I'm not leading. leaving the church. I'm going to run up and down.
I'm not going
to go around the church. I'm going to even turn me some flips where I'm at.
Now, listen.
I'm going to be there
on Sunday, ma'am. And I have been the person that's been appointed to make sure that you're not running up and down these aisles and shouting like this. You got to keep yourself reserved so people can hear the word of God. You are standing in people's word. That's what you're doing. You know
what? If they come trying to sit me down, I'm going to give them a word. It ain't going to be a God.
So,
now, let them put their hands up on me here.
Now, listen.
I'm telling you that now. You could say, I haven't been in that church 15 years. If I want to run, dance, shout, jump, scream, whatever I want to do, I'm going to do it. And ain't nobody going to stop me.
You're going to have to stop this. This past Sunday was your last Sunday doing it, and you're
watch
not finna
it.
Do it this Sunday.
You can tell the ushers, the deacon board, the deaconess, the minister's wives, or whoever else you want to tell, let them put their hands on me and see if I don't swing on them. I'm going to come right about the spirit and swing on them. I'm telling you that now. Because see, sir, you done really pushed me that.
Well, let me ask you this here.
Trying to show that I'm saved and delivered, but you making me revert back to my old ways, and you really finna f*** me off. That's what you finna do.
Okay, well, let me ask you this here. Where is the God at right now in you? Where is the
you
one that's
right here? The God was in me when I was trying to be calm with you at first to tell you don't be calling me with this foolishness. But now you done made the other side of me raise up.
Well, you done raised it up.
You
done raised it up in me, too. Guess what? Come Sunday, you're going to sit your ass in that pew, and you ain't going
to move. You call yourself a man of God. You can't say, come on, sit my ass in the pew. Okay, all right. All right, we're going to see how well my ass in that pew. Matter of fact, first thing Sunday morning, I'm going to pastor. Oh, yeah. When you're the deacon, whoever you are, whatever your name is, I'm going to tell them about it. Y'all better, however get you my number, you need to lose.
I would be talking to Pastor myself and letting him know about this situation. You don't
now,
talk. You don't.
Pastor, we can call Pastor right now. We can get Pastor on freeway.
You don't talk to Pastor. I talk to Pastor.
I talk to Pastor. I done been at this church 15 years, like I said. I'm telling you, Jesus.
Now, see, just like this here. You see how you calling
Jesus,
on him and you standing?
Jesus. Yeah, because I'm calling on him to keep me from just really going and cuss you out right now because you done really hit my nerve.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, lady.
Well, you know what? You better say it real quick because you finna talk to this operator.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girl.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm
going to
keep
my
butt.
Oh,
Lord. Y'all see, you
may
have me up here cursing on the phone.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
I got one more thing, baby. Let me ask you something. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
And there we have it. 2026.
Okay.
Like a Monday.
King of Pranks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Pranking, stupid. Feel different in 2026, you know?
It's the same.
I feel different.
Oh, you feel different.
Yeah.
You feel more stupid or
less stupid? I think my stupid is fading.
Uh-uh. You know? No, it's not. That's a lie.
No,
sir.
No.
Come on, Junior. Junior speaking for the group. He the David
right
Ruffin of this group.
Lets us know that it's still on. If you think it's faded.
He's saying it's less, Steve.
So I'm more smarter and more intelligent and more.
See, when you say more smarter,
more,
it's just
yeah,
more
smart.
Smarter.
Or smarter.
Smarter, smarter is not a word.
Smarter?
Smart. Just don't put the more in
smarter
front of it.
Smarter is a word.
Just say I'm
more
smarter.
Is a word. Yeah, more intelligenter.
God, though.
You've never been that.
I can't even say that. So.
Pick up any intelligence, it'll be more.
Oh, All right. Woo. Okay. That was something right there. Okay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brathen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brathen wherever you get your podcasts.